The letter dated June 18th, a day before the court hearing in which Judge Ryan Harris agreed to evict Park City Mountain Resort, but stayed that decision for another 60 days, was addressed to the CEO of Powder, John Cumming, along with the CEO of Vail Resorts, Rob Katz. It was signed by Mayor Jack Thomas, and in the letter, the mayor writes, while appreciative that both parties have kept the city informed on the status of the litigation, he and the council are disappointed by the lack of meaningful negotiations, and the community shares that sentiment. Further legal jockeying, he wrote, will only further entrench both sides rather than facilitate a resolution to the stalemate. The situation, he wrote, will impact the community hundreds of times over, and there's not a single employee, visitor, resident, or business owner who won't be affected by their decisions. Thomas says having the government intervene in the situation would wrongly interject elected officials to determine the winners and losers in a private contractual dispute, and he cautioned them both that any reliance on city action or inaction as a strategy by them would be a mistake. In an interview with KPCW, City Manager Diane Foster says the letter was sent with three purposes in mind.
Well, the mayor sent a letter to both parties, to the CEOs of each corporation, and that letter asked them three specific things. One is that the city wanted the parties to enter into negotiation, into mediation, a dispute resolution process, and offered to pay for that. The second thing was that the city requested that the parties suspend the current legal proceedings so they could go into mediation. And number three, the city asked that the parties commit to operational continuity for the 2014-15 season and that they do that immediately.
The council assigned Mayor Thomas and Councilmember Liza Simpson to act as liaisons in bringing the sides together for a community resolution.
And those two, along with myself, have been meeting on a regular basis with Rob Katz and Blaze Carrig and Kristen Williams of Vail, and also with John Cumming, Jenny Smith of Powder Corp and Park City Mountain Resort, as well as we met with Ian Cumming.
Asked why the city didn't want the community to know about their involvement and why it was being done behind the scenes, Foster says it was only about the end result.
At the end of the day, what the city council and what the mayor and city council really want is a resolution. They don't care who gets credit for it. What they want is this to be resolved. The city, it's very important for the community to know not only that the mayor and city council are very concerned about this issue and have been very concerned about it, but there's only one side that they're taking in this, and that's the side of the community.
The city, she says, couldn't have hoped for a better ruling from Judge Harris, forcing the two parties into mediation. It also got the city taxpayers off the hook of what could have been a $100,000 expense with no guarantee of a resolution.
The city council was absolutely willing to pay for this. They understood that it wouldn't be cheap because we were looking at hiring one of the top mediators in the nation. But the city council and the mayor felt very strongly that the return on investment for that was appropriate.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
My guess is, and this is only a guess, if you go online and look at top-notch mediators, and we did not get a price quote specifically, but they go for about $10,000 to $12,000 a day. And so it could have been, you know, in the $100,000 range.
Mayor Thomas ends his letter saying continued inaction by the parties will irreparably harm their continued market success as well as the economic well-being of the community. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.